بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atal, the host of this program. We would like to express our condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum ya Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Within the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House Al-Qom to answer today's questions regarding Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his movement. Shaykh Rouhani is over here. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Rouhani. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What is the historical impact of Imam al-Husayn's uprising during the history of the world? This is a major question for today's discussion. We know that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's martyrdom has changed the course of history. In fact, for those who are after seeking freedom, who are after seeking justice in the world, Imam al-Husayn's movement is a turning point, not only for Muslims, but non-Muslims, because so many non-Muslims were influenced and were moved by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's movement. Now, Shaykh Rouhani, can you enumerate for us the other impacts and the influences of Imam al-Husayn's uprising for us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think from a socio-political perspective, if you look at the event of Ashura and Karbala, we see that it had really great influences and impacts on the history of Islam.
Yes.
First of all, it paves the ground for many uprisals against Amawids.
Yes.
As we see, for example, the resistances against Amawids started after the event of Ashura in Medina, in Mecca, and Qiyam, the Tawabin, and also later the Mukhtar al-Thaqafi, and finally the Qiyam of Abu Muslim Khurasani from Khurasan that put the end to the to the Amawids, let's say, Khilafah and let's say governance. So all these kind of historical events that occurred after Ashura, they were because of Ashura, they were because of Karbala, and it was the outcomes of the Qiyam of Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam against Amawids and particularly against Yazid. So that is why the other very great influence in the history of Islam that we see from the event of Ashura, I think, is this that before Ashura, before the event of Karbala, the people actually did not refer to the school of Ahlul Bayt that much because it was ordered by the Khilafah that some of the great companions and scholars and people like Amir al-Mu'mineen and actually Ibn Abbas and Abu Abdullah al-Husayn and Imam Hassan, these people were cursed on the pulpits very publicly, according to the historians. So the people could not refer to them to read, to understand Islam, to take lessons from to learn for the Islamic teachings from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam.
Yes.
But later on, after the event of Ashura, we see that the situation and the environment completely change. We see that thousands and thousands of people refer to Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq as the great scholars of the Ummah in Medina.
Yes.
Medina was the city that Imam Hussein was cursed. Imam Ali was cursed on the pulpit. Medina was the city that Imam Sajjad lived in very, very kind of with lots of limitations.
He was imprisoned, in fact. House arrest, that's right.
Yeah. So now the question is that what was the main cause and the main roots for this change in the Islamic environment among the Islamic Ummah, that the grandson of Imam Hussein, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, become the greatest scholar of Medina.
Yes.
And thousands of people attend the classes of this Imam and listen to him and learn Islam from this Imam. It was, in fact, it was the influence and the impact of Ashura and Karbala, because by the Karbala, people later understood that this is school of Ahlul Bayt. Hussein ibn Ali was right.
Yes.
And his ideology, his belief, his slogans, his movement, all of his resistance was on the right side. And of course, he was on the right path. We have to follow them. We have to follow the children of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wassalam. So you see that a kind of very great reform occurred in the history of Islam. In the policies and, let's say, the strategies of the Khilafah as well.
Yes.
So finally, we see that Abu Muslim Khorasani, when he resisted and started his resistance against the Amawids, it was by this slogan that we will give back the Khilafah to Ahlul Bayt, to Ali Rasul. So because of Ashura, this slogan actually was raised by the Abu Muslim and the Khorasani people.
So, of course, he was not successful, isn't it?
It was successful to finish or to put an end to the Khilafah of Amawids.
Okay,
so Amawids was over by Abu Muslim. So here it was, he was successful
because Abbasid also came to the power by the slogan
Islamism, that we will give it back to the Ahlul Bayt, to the other Rasul. So you see the people's attraction or attention directed towards the Ahlul Bayt. You know.
Right.
This was the point. This was the fact that we can say it was because of the Ashura and the event of Karbala.
That's right. And in the long term, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was changed into a symbol of resistance.
Exactly.
Up to an extent that up until today, when a person wants to refer to symbol of resistance or resistance against oppression, they name Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam as their role model.
Yeah, Sheikh. Exactly. Yes.
I mean, this is the long-term distance. As we have heard from Gandhi, the leader of the Indian, we can say, revolution, he says that, "I learned from Hussein how to achieve victory while being oppressed."
Yes, okay? Of course, yeah.
So, I mean, reaching victory while you're oppressed is a difficult task, and Hussein ibn Ali was helpful. Also, anti-colonial movements in India, Iran, and Africa drew inspiration from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Shaykh Rouhani. You might say that what is the relation between Hussein ibn Ali, who was martyred in 61 AH, and anti-colonial movements, okay?
Yeah,
so anti-colonial, anti-imperial movements were all inspired by Hussein ibn Ali's movements.
Yeah, you know, prior to that, I think what matters most here and what is very much significant for the Muslims is this, that when we want to establish the Islamic civilization, you know, a civilization must be established on a certain kind of principles that should be justified, that should be true, you know, truthful. I think Imam Hussein alayhi salam's resistance against the oppression taught the Muslim Ummah that the Islamic civilization cannot come together with oppression, with injustice. And that is why it gives this kind of motivation to Muslims, that you have to establish the Islamic civilization based on justice,
right,
based on adala, you know. This was the great effort made by Amir al-Mu'mineen as well, and his son Imam Hussein Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, the Aimmat Ahlul Bayt. So that's why in the school of Ahlul Bayt, we have the principle of justice among the very principal beliefs, you know. For example, in the school of Ahlul Bayt, we have five principles for Islam. First is Tawheed, the second is Adala and justice.
Yes.
Third is Nabuwa, fourth is Imamah, fifth is Qiyamah. While for the rest of the Muslims, they have only three: Tawheed, Nabuwa, and Ma'ad.
Yes.
But for the Tashayyu, we have Imama and justice as well. We believe that Imam should be just and fair, and he should fulfill justice and perform justice. And Islam is introduced by the school of Ahlul Bayt as a religion of justice. So that is why I think this is the principle that that will be accepted all over the world. And the entire world will accept this principle of justice.
It is still fresh, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, so that's why the role of Imam Hussein in the history, as you rightly mentioned, not only in the history of Islam, but also in the history of mankind,
it has
really great lessons to the people of this world that you must be ready sometimes to sacrifice yourself for the sake of justice because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Because it is only with justice that you can truly establish a good civilization.
Yes.
Otherwise, the civilization that you base on injustice, oppression, tyranny, violation, also this kind of civilization cannot be humanitarian, So it's opposed humanity, it's opposed human values.
Okay.
That is why I think this worldwide kind of, let's say, belief or slogan or objective that Imam Hussein Azzat Wasalam had in the history of Islam is very much appreciated.
Yeah. And still it is very much commemorated by Imam al-Hussein. And it's still very much commemorated by so many people all across the world. I mean, the legacy of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. I mean, as you said, sacrifice, justice, and human dignity are three important values that are still alive.
Exactly.
And they are still fresh. So today, still, we can benefit from the lessons of the life of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Shaykh Rouhani.
Yes.
Even in our daily life, isn't it?
Yeah, Imam Hussein's martyrdom is multi-dimensional kind of thing. That one of them is the socio-political aspect that we covered. But it has a very great spiritual aspect and dimension that it gives great lessons spiritually to the Muslims, you know? If you look at nowadays, for example, if you see this, let's say, Arba'in March.
Yes.
You see that sometimes more than 20 million people from across the globe gather in the city of Karbala. The question is that how is it possible to gather these millions of people while Iraq's situation, conditions, facilities, for example, health services.
Yeah.
If you just look at these kind of conditions that we have in the city of Karbala, so it should never happen. Because if you compare it with the holy city of Kaaba and the facilities available there, you see that these millions of people come here by a kind of spiritual sort of motives and motivations.
Coming and going, that's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Where does this motivation come from? It's a really important question.
That's it.
If you say that, okay, because of the facilities, because of, for example, all, let's say, the materials that are available for the people. In terms of these kind of things, Karbala is really poor city, small city, but despite this fact, millions of people gather only for the sake of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Because of what? Because of that spiritual communication or contact or relation that they have with the Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Those blessings that they receive from this ziyarah of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam every year, then they repeatedly come every year to pay the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. It enhances and improves their personality, their moral, let's say, characters. That is why it seems that this spiritual dimension of the event of Ashura and the personality of Abu Abdullah should be also taken into consideration.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration. And as you said, still the message of Hussein is alive. Still the message of Hussein is fresh. And still it is the, power-giving motivation for so many of the freedom seekers and justice seekers all across the world. Thank you very much, Shaykh. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please do not forget us in the majalis that you take part in the month of Muharram this year, and in your supplications and your du'as and your mourning ceremonies held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min lamani aliyin wa
حسيني وحسن لعلي وحسيني وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين